I wanted to get into women's softball here for just a moment.
Yeah,
because the UTA women's team.
I think they're going to be on TV.
Had a.
Whoa, looky here.
Hey, it's Clarence Murphy, our maintenance man here in the building. Hi, Clarence.
Yeah, it's old Clarence Murphy, your maintenance man here in the building.
Yeah,
Clarence,
I love when Clarence comes in.
We're on the air right now. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, well, I caught your show for the first time in a couple years.
I
heard y'all trying to name all the baseball players.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're kind of having some fun with
you
that.
You left out a big, important one.
Who's that?
Clarence Murphy.
You
play baseball, Major League Baseball.
I played Major League Baseball for years, Giorgio. I thought you should know that.
I didn't know that.
Well, Hardline, I'm sure, knows it. They're kind of the baseball guys around here, aren't they?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, well, I was a power hitter and a half. I was I was a big hired gun.
Who'd you play for?
Everyone.
Really?
Name them. I played for them.
You played for the Yankees?
Sure did.
When?
Sure did. As a matter of fact, I scribbled down a few fellas I played with, see if y'all got them on your list.
Okay. Okay.
Well, Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Wow, I get to play for the White Sox.
Kelly Dransfeld.
Yeah. That timeline doesn't.
Yogi Berra. Dan Quisenberry.
Not all Yankees.
God. Scott Fletcher.
Mm-hmm.
Oil Can Boyd. George Brett.
Wow.
Fred Manrique.
Uh-huh.
Boog Powell. Steve Buschel.
You must have played for 80 years.
Otis Nixon.
Oh, boy.
Jeff Fuller.
Okay.
Daryl Porter.
Yeah. R.I.P.
I was there when he passed.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
I thought he was playing himself.
Ted Williams.
Yeah.
Dennis Eckersley. The one-armed bandit Jim Abbott.
I don't know if we called him that so much.
And Bird Dog McGillicuddy.
All right, that's not an actual player. And
we played together in 1908.
No.
Listen, we were just having fun with this list. It wasn't, designed to try to...
Y'all were?
Yeah, just a lark.
You know what? I knew y'all were making a big joke of it. I suspected it when you guys didn't mention Mike Hargrove.
Why would that tip you off?
I thought that was obvious. Well, boy, that's funny. You know what? And I needed to laugh because our cancer came back.
Oh, no. Clarence, that is terrible news.
Yeah, my cancer came back.
Are you okay?
Her name is Ruth Ann. Yeah,
Clarence.
You guys know I've been married. I've been married 4 and 1 times, so that makes 5. And I tell you, I just don't understand women.
I don't either.
Hey, you know how you can, when a woman's about to say something smart?
When do you know?
When she starts her sentence with, "A man once told me." Hey, marriage to me, Giorgio, you may have heard this one. Marriage is a 3-ring circus.
Yep.
Engagement ring, wedding ring, and suffer ring.
Clarence, stop it.
Hey, Miller Man, did you hear that scientists have discovered a food that diminishes a woman's sex drive by 90%?
No, what is that?
A wedding cake.
Not bad.
Aren't these good times when men can sit around and just bash the hell out of women?
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, well, hey, you boys head on down to the boiler room. I just bought a box of ginger snaps.
Bought? How come you didn't make them?
And the rats only got about half of them, so I still got some left.
Boy, Clarence.
Man, you are hurting.
Y'all pray for me.
We'll see you later, Clarence.
We will.
Bye-bye.
Everybody say a prayer for Clarence.
Clarence the maintenance man.
See ya.
Kind of a depressing ending there. We're having so much fun. I don't know why he ran out of steam.
Oh, he just took a pot shot at me.
Yeah, he's just firing a shotgun up in the air, that's all. I never...